Title, Break Roll in Ableton Live 12, Distorted with Jungle Swing Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper drum and bass break roll in Ableton Live 12, give it that jungle swing urgency, then distort it in a way that stays punchy instead of turning into a fizzy blanket. This is intermediate territory. We're going to make choices, commit, and print audio so it becomes your sound, not just a break with effects on it. First, set the tempo, put yourself in the DNB pocket, anywhere from 170 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a default, because it gives you the classic push without feeling rushed. Now create three tracks. One audio track called Break RAW, a second audio track called Break Proc, and this one is for resampling. And optionally, a MIDI track for a drum rack if you want to slice and groove the break the more authentic jungle way. Step 1. Choose and prep your break. Drag in something with attitude. Amen style, think, hot pants, anything with real character and a snare that speaks. Click the clip. Go to clip view and turn warp on. Start with warp mode set to beats. Set preserve to 1/16 so the break keeps that tight, chopped energy when you start messing with it. And turn transient loop off. It often sounds cleaner for breaks. Now do the boring but crucial part. Set the start and end so it loops perfectly over one or two bars. No hiccups, no flam at the loop point. If the timing is a little messy, right-click and choose warp from here, straight. You want the break to feel stable before you make it feel unstable on purpose. Teacher note here, the better your warp and loop points are, the better your rolls will sound. Rolls don't hide timing problems, they magnify them. Next, we build the break roll. We'll start with the fast musical method, clip envelopes. This is nice because you're not just stuttering randomly, you're shaping the performance. Duplicate the break so you have a clean two-bar loop. Now decide where the roll lives. The classic is the end of bar 2. And later, you'll use that same idea at bar 8 or bar 16 in an arrangement, because DNB phrasing loves those signposts. Go into the clips envelope section. For the first envelope, choose mixer, then track volume. In the last half bar of your two-bar loop, draw short bursts, little hit windows, little dropouts, like a rat-a-tat-tat pattern. But don't make it all the same loudness. This is where people accidentally make a buzz. Keep a few accents noticeably louder so your ear can still groove to it. If you can still feel where the snare is supposed to be, you're doing it right. Now add a second envelope. Choose clip, then transposition. In that same roll area, draw subtle pitch movement, somewhere between -2 and +3 semitones. You're not trying to make it melodic. You're trying to make it feel like tape or a turntable being pushed, like the break is straining forward. One big rule, keep your anchors recognizable. In jungle and DNB, the anchors are your main snare and main kick. The ghosts are everything in between. Little snare drags, hats, tiny kick ticks. Jungle swing mostly belongs to the ghosts. The anchors should stay dependable, grid-truthy. That's how you get chaos that still feels like music. Now let's add the jungle swing. There are two main approaches in Live 12. If you want authenticity, slice to MIDI and groove the hits. If you want speed, you can do little timing offsets in audio. We'll talk through both, but I want you to know why the first one works so well. Jungle swing isn't just delay, it's placement and velocity. Option 1. Slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the break clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Now you'll have a drum rack where each transient becomes a pad. Open the MIDI clip, find your roll area, and program a 16th note roll using those slices. Think ghost snares, little hats, little kick ticks. Try to keep the main snare identity intact, even if you're firing multiple snare-related slices. Now open the groove pool and grab a swing 16 groove. Set swing somewhere like 55 to 62%. Start at 58. That's a great yep. It's moving number without instantly going sloppy. Apply it to the MIDI clip and keep the settings subtle at first. Timing around 30. Velocity around 15. Random around 3. Now the coaching part that fixes most why does this still feel stiff problems. Velocity is half the groove. If your roll is the same velocity every hit, no amount of swing will make it feel alive. Use a simple three-level ladder in the roll. Accents around 95 to 115. Medium hits around 70 to 90. Ghosts around 35 to 65. And here's the trick. Only swing the medium and ghost notes mentally. Keep your main accented backbeat hits closer to the grid so the groove has a spine. Extra detail that matters when you distort. Check your slice start points. Zoom into a few drum rack pads and make sure slices start right on the transient spike, or even a hair after. If slices start before the transient, distortion will exaggerate that papery click and your break starts sounding cheap. Option 2, the fast audio method. If you're staying as audio, do tiny timing offsets. Nudge a couple of roll hits late by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. That's plenty. You're aiming for feel, not Flam City. Cool. Now we get to the fun part, distortion. But we're going to do it like producers who want impact, not like someone who just discovered drive knobs. Put this chain on brake REW, or on your brake bus if you're using slices. First, EQ 8. High pass at around 30 to 40 Hz to clear rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. If it needs a little bite, a gentle boost somewhere in the 3 to 6K range can help, but be careful. This zone is also where harshness lies once you distort. Second, drum bus. Drive around 15% to start. Boom off or very low. Brakes get flabby fast. Crunch around 10 to 20% for grit. Use damp to stop the hats from fizzing. Try 20 to 40%. And then transient up. Maybe plus 10. This is important because distortion tends to round off attacks, and drum bus can rearm them. Third, roar. Live 12 chaos machine. Start with overdrive or distort mode. Drive somewhere in the 10 to 25 dB region depending on your incoming level. Keep an eye on the low end. If it starts exploding, use roar's tone or filter to high pass inside roar. And use mix like a producer. 30 to 60%. Parallel distortion is how you keep the transient punch. Feedback. Keep it low unless you deliberately want industrial screaming. If your setup allows, multiband thinking is gold here. Distort mids and highs harder than lows. The crack and aggression live in the midrange. The lows should mostly stay controlled. Brakes are not your sub, your basses. Optional fourth, saturator after roar. Soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. This is a nice way to catch peaks and glue the tone together after roar's more jagged edge. Fifth, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds to start. Release on auto, or set it around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1 or 4:1, and don't smash it. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Quick workflow tip, gain staging. If roar is hitting too hard, don't just turn down the output and pretend it's fine. Lower the input or the drive so you're not generating ugly clipping inside the distortion stage. Now, before you go further, do one more pro move, create a clean reference lane. Duplicate your raw brake to a muted track called Brake REF Clean. Anytime your processed brake starts sounding like noise that used to be a brake, a slash B against the clean one, you're checking if you erase the snare identity. Next step, resample. This is where it becomes yours. On Brake Proc, set the input to resampling or audio from your brake track. Arm Brake Proc. Loop your section and record 4 to 8 bars while you perform a little. Tweak only a couple things, roar drive, drum bus transient. Maybe a filter move on EQ8 or auto filter. And here's the big teacher recommendation. Don't print one perfect take. Print multiple intensities. Do a restrained pass that's mix-friendly, a medium pass that's your main fill, and an unruly pass that's almost too much, but perfect for a one-shot moment. Then pick the best two bars and consolidate them so you've got a tight printed clip. Now composition. Because if it doesn't arrange well, it doesn't matter how sick it sounds in solo. Three placements that always work. First, the classic bar 8 turnaround. Bars 1 through 7, your main groove. In bar 8, last half bar, the roll, maybe with a little distortion bump. Then bar 9 hits harder because you remove the roll and let the clean transient identity come back. That contrast is everything. Second, call and response. Bar 1, main break groove. Bar 2, roll answers it. Repeat for 8 bars, and automate distortion slightly higher every 4 bars. Not the channel fader, the intensity. Third, layer with a clean snare for modern punch. Let the distorted break be texture and movement. Put a clean snare on 2 and 4. If you need to, do very subtle side chain or ducking so the snare transient owns the moment. Modern deadend bead is often about that snare authority. Advanced variations, if you want extra spice without losing control. Try swing only the tail. Keep the first 1.5 bars straight. Then increase groove amount only for the last half bar where the roll happens. That ramping urgency is super jungle, and it keeps the main groove DJ friendly. Try tasteful triplet injection. In the last quarter bar, replace 2 or 3 straight 16ths with a quick 1/16 triplet burst on ghost notes. Keep the main snare accent straight so it feels like decoration, not like you changed the whole rhythm. Try a flam that survives distortion. 2 snare hits. First at low velocity, like 40 to 60. Second at high velocity, like 95 to 115. Facing 10 to 25 milliseconds. Distortion loves this because it creates density and excitement without relying on reverb. And if you want that classic suck-in moment, reverse a tiny hit, fade it in. Keep it short, like 50 to 120 milliseconds, and pull it into the final snare. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that waste hours. Too much swing on everything. If you swing the anchors, it goes sloppy. Swing the ghosts and hats. Keep the backbeat dependable. Distortion killing transients. If it becomes a fuzzy sheet, reduce roar mix, increase drum bus transient, or layer a cleaner transient. Warp artifacts on cymbals. If hats get watery, try Complex Pro for the whole break, or go the sliced to MIDI route and avoid heavy warping. Low-end chaos. High-pass breaks. Let the bass do the sub job. Break low-end is usually mud, not power.